This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. During that time, if you'd like to call us, we'll be here, and we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. Thank you, Global Star Communications. And that number is 712-770-9418. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Welcome, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning.
Well, we can fix that.
Yeah, just talk about the State of the Union.
Right. So, Dr. Shealy, are there any items that you'd like to talk about before we go down this down the drain here with the current state of affairs in the United States?
We might as well go down
and,
the drain.
In that relation.
It doesn't seem to be any other route.
Yeah. Well, I stumbled across an article that absolutely stunned me. And a lot of this is ultimately going to relate to medicine. Because people are depressed, they're worn out, they're frosted, they're angry, the worst in some of us is coming out. So I found some statistics on how much it costs per capita in major United States cities to have the police be there. So in Houston, Texas, the amount spent per person per year is $403 to have the cops there. $403 a year to have the cops be available to taunt and tase and ticket and arrest and rough you up. And I don't know what else they do. You know, be there for free coffee, donuts, and sandwiches and hamburgers and meals and whatever else they can get. $403 a year. Minneapolis, $408 a year. Oh, it gets worse. Los Angeles, $436 a year. Atlanta, Georgia, which is the hotbed right now, $490 per person per year to have the police there. Detroit, $493 per year. Chicago, $624. New York City, $600. $672 a year. And number one, in first place, Baltimore. $904 per person per year to have the blue team. Unbelievable. Those numbers shocked me. I was talking with Jason before the broadcast, and I said, I think $20 a year is a lot to have those guys around. Any comments, Dr. Shealy? Did that shock? It shocked me.
Well, it's surprising. I have no idea what they include and why they include it and how many cops per citizen, for instance. I mean, does Baltimore mm-hmm. have more cops per citizen than Detroit?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Let's see what other statistics. Well, I can tell you this. I can tell you the general budgets and the percentages of the general fund. I can tell you that. So, for example, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, they spend $163 million a year on policing. And of the general fund, of the general tax fund, that's 36%. 36% of the money of the general fund goes toward the cops. In Atlanta, it's $248 million, and it's 30% of the general fund. Detroit is 30% of the general fund. Houston, Texas is 33.1%. And New York City, which has the largest budget, $5.61 billion, with a B, dollars for the police, they only spend 7.7%. So where does the rest of the money go in New York City? But those numbers are staggering. You know, Houston, Texas is just under $1 billion a year to have the police there. $1 billion. How did that ever happen? I guess it's new cars, new batons, new weapons, etc. But so I don't have all the numbers, but the cost is staggering. And why is this coming out? Well, because of George Floyd and his murder. Dr. Shealy, there was another murder Friday night.
I heard about it.
Yeah, Rashard Brooks. Unbelievable. I saw the video. I saw what happened. And this guy, as I saw it on the video, this man went to his daughter's birthday party. Now, he had some problems in his life. I mean, he wasn't the model citizen, so to speak. But he had been drinking, and he went to a Wendy's because he said he was hungry. I saw the video of his interaction with the police, and it was extremely polite, way, way more polite than most people would be, literally. And so he had this discussion with the police, and they wanted to know what he was doing. He said he was hungry, and I'm just recapping this. These are my words. And so he was asked what he was doing. He said he was hungry, so he thought he'd get a burger. He went to Wendy's, and he pulled into a parking space. Now, I don't know if he had the burger or not. Pulled into the parking space, parked it perfectly between the lines, textbook perfect. It wasn't like it was, you know, sideways or he parked the car over the lines or too far in or too far out. It was perfectly parked. And he was asleep in the car, and the police got a call. And someone called in, and we don't know who. It could have been a customer, but I doubt it. It was probably management, someone at the store, meaning Wendy's, probably said, hey, there's a guy asleep in the car. So the manager, most likely, and I don't know this to be a fact, but most likely, called the cops. The cops showed up, and they wanted him to take a breathalyzer. They wanted Rashard Brooks to take a breathalyzer, and he didn't understand what it was. Finally, he took it, and allegedly, he failed the breathalyzer test. They asked him how much he had to drink. He said 1.5. 1.5, but he didn't say what because he didn't remember what or he didn't know what. So the police went to arrest him. Everything was good. And all of a sudden, there was a scuffle. And Rashard Brooks, it was two cops against one guy. And Rashard split. And it looks like he took their taser and started running. It looks like he might have held the taser toward them. It looks like he might have fired it toward them. But he was at 30 feet away. So to respond to that, the police killed him. Just shot him as he was running away. And that caused the next event, which was the burning down of the Wendy's, where the call, where the police arrived. So here we have a terrible situation where a man was killed needlessly. And I'd like to share with the class and Dr. Shealy my experience. So when I was at the university back in the 1970s, I was I had the position of marshal. They had students who were marshals at the university. And the idea was to have some of us who could relate to the other students be a liaison between the campus police department and the students. So we were in between the campus police and the students. And we went around in pairs, two partners. And I always worked with the same partners. Typically one of my roommates. And we were paid maybe $1.15 or something like that an hour to do this. And we'd walk around campus, and the idea was we were the eyes and ears of the campus police. And if we saw something, we could do something about it and prevent it from escalating. So if we saw a student do something that looked like the police were going to be involved, what I would do is I would say, you know what? I think you ought to knock that off, because if you continue that, the city police are going to be here. And you're probably going to go to the clink. So the best thing to do is just, like, stop it right now. And no one will know. Okay? Just us. And we're not going to do anything about it. So just don't do it. And that was our MO. We did not escalate. We didn't have, you know, we had walkie-talkies. We could call the central office, meaning the police department, and we could say, send some cops. But we didn't do that. We didn't do that because there was no need to do that. Now, in this case of Rashard Brooks, 27-year-old man who was murdered by the police, what the cops could have done, it's really simple. They could have followed, taken a page out of our book, and that was, knock on the window, look, we got a call from the Wendy's here. The manager said that he was concerned about you, and we're just here to check on you. Are you okay? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. It looks like you might have been drinking. Well, and if you have, tell you what. We'll wait here, and do you have a cell phone? Can you call one of your family? Can you have one of your family members come and pick you up? And another family member, let's say, drive your car? If you can do that, we're done. We don't have to do anything else. Can we make that happen? If we can, no one goes to jail, no one gets arrested, everything's good. What do you think? Can we do that? That's how I think it should go, Dr. Shuley. Any comments?
Well, I don't really know. I do understand that when he grabbed the taser and ran away, that is likely to set off the kind of thing that happened. So whether it was because of his being an alcoholic or not, I don't know. But, you don't start a fight with the police and expect to win.
Yeah, and I understand that the police are pretty rough on black men. They really are. I've seen lots and lots of videos, and now they're starting to become even that way with white people. I'm not looking for any excuses. I'm just saying that the police are becoming rough on everybody. Now, I believe they have been rougher on black people than they have on white people. But the point I was trying to make is none of this needed to happen if the police were willing to do what police used to do, and that would be protect and serve and help people. But the problem is that the police have contests, ticket contests, arrest contests, productivity contests, which means arrests and tickets and revenue. So they're looking for things to add to their tally at the end of the month so they can win the contest, which is more revenue. But that's not what we want them to do. We want them to protect and serve. I don't want somebody to go to jail for something that could have been easily handled a different way. Now, what I would do is I would have a book, my book, and I'd write down Rashard Brooks, the date, what I thought was happening, and I'd put it in my book. So if I saw him again, I'd say, hey, remember me? I remember you. This isn't working so well. And then we deal with it a little differently. I wouldn't want to pull out my gun and shoot him and kill him, but we can't have people driving drunk on the road. And plenty of people do. White people too. I know a white guy, about my age, maybe a few years older, was on the East Coast, got pulled over for drunk driving, and got a ticket. He did it again. Got pulled over, got a real expensive ticket, had to go to classes and all that, and did it again and ended up in the clink for a year. Slow learner. And now he can't drive. His driver's license has been revoked. And probably rightfully so. Dr. Shuley and I'll be right back. I've got some medical questions about, what should we do about the COVID-19 virus?
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Any comments about my thoughts about policing, Dr. Shealy, before we go into the coronavirus and vaccinations?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, in England, they're going to start human trials as soon as this week, Wednesday. And they're saying that doses of this vaccine for the coronavirus will cost about, well, actually a little bit less than $4 a piece. So this is, you know, the first trial, well, actually it's the second coronavirus vaccine in Britain to be tested. What are your thoughts about, oh, let's say they do this test and they say, you know what, looks like it's working. What would your advice be if the government
said, for me to consider the vaccine at this stage, you'd have to shoot me. Mm-hmm. Not with a needle, but with a gun. I refuse. Unequivocally.
And,
just not interested.
Okay, and what makes you come to that decision, Dr. Shealy?
It's much too soon to be starting something that you don't know what's going to do. I don't trust the pharmaceutical industry. I don't trust the vaccine industry. I think they are part of what I call the Luciferian evil empire.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, for years we've been discussing this, you and I, on this broadcast. We've been discussing how the pharmaca mafia manipulate statistics. They buy scientists. They buy reports. They buy results. And do you think this would be just one more case where the science would be flawed, the medicine would be flawed. Is that what?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't trust in any part of it. Mm-hmm. And
so
you know,
are we?
Me, before I would be willing to accept it, I'd like a year experience on 100 people or more.
Dr. Shuley, can you tell us how the pharmaceutical salespeople work? Do they come to your office, you know, with their briefcase and try to
convince? No, I have a policy of not accepting them.
Okay, how does it work?
For want to come.
Okay, I've been in line over the years, you know, to register with the receptionist to see my my primary care physician. And I'll see a guy in a very expensive suit with a thin briefcase, and whenever in line ahead of me, and I'll say, "So you work for the drug industry, right?" Yep. "How'd you know?" "Well, it's easy, right? I mean, he doesn't look like someone who's there to have the annual physical. He's dressed completely differently. It looks like he's, you know, trying to bribe somebody." How does that work, Dr. Shuley? How are doctors convinced to move product for the pharmaceutical industry? What do they do?
Well, they give them samples, or they give them lunches, or, you know, they buy them.
Mm-hmm. They can be bought for lunch or samples?
Well, you know, they're busy. And these people come in and push something, and they, maybe just to get rid of them, say yes.
Hmm.
I don't know. I only know that for years I do not agree to let it in. They cannot have an announced or unannounced appointment with me.
So, and that's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. And I have a feeling these appointments are unannounced. It appears, from what I can tell, they just show up. And maybe the doctor says, and I'm not talking about Dr. Shuley, but I'm talking about just a doctor in general says, "Geez, they're here. I owe them at least hello. And maybe that's how they get their foot in the door. I'm sure it's all worked out. I'm sure that they're trained on the best approach back at the pharmaceutical factory, you know, to tell them how to do this. So over the weekend, our son was on the tractor and he was cutting hay. And you're talking about policy, so I just wanted to bring this anecdotal story. So during the weekend, a guy shows up, and our son knows him, and our son was on the tractor, and he stopped the tractor and got off and walked over to the locked gate and met the man. And I'll tell you what happened. It's kind of an interesting story about saying no and how our son did it. And he's not, I guess he didn't go to the school of how to win friends and influence people. We'll be right back with Dr. Shuley.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The wife of a black suspect killed by Atlanta police officers on Friday evening say those officers involved in his death should go to jail at once. Tamika Miller saying on CBS This Morning that if her husband Rayshard Brooks had shot the police officers, he'd already be in jail and he'd be in line for a life sentence. She also says that she hasn't been able to witness the police body cam video of the incident.
I'm already in enough pain right now, so to see anything of my husband being shot down, or I can't stomach that right now.
Police say Brooks resisted arrest after being found passed out and apparently drunk behind the wheel of a car in a Wendy's drive-thru, and in a scuffle with officers, he allegedly grabbed one of their tasers. A U.S. Air Force pilot still missing after his fighter jet went down during a training mission off the coast of England early today. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
It's been seven straight weeks of increases for the price of gasoline across the USA. A national average now over $2.09 a gallon, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That price at the pump is now up over 22 cents from a month ago, but some 59.5 cents lower from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the highs and lows across the nation.
The lowest average gas prices could be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.73, followed by Louisiana at $1.74, Arkansas at $1.78, Oklahoma at $1.79, and Alabama at $1.80 per gallon. Leading the nation with the highest average prices, Hawaii at $3.13 per gallon, followed by California at $2.98 per gallon, Washington State at $2.61 per gallon, Oregon at $2.52 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.50 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And a tattoo shop in the South is offering free cover-ups for anyone who wants to remove their tattoo that's a symbol of a gang or hate. The artists at Gallery X Art Collective in Murray, Kentucky say they want to do their part to take a stance in the Black Lives Matter movement. One artist saying that having any sort of hate tattoo is, quote, completely unacceptable. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This can be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yes, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and Dr. Shealy said that he has a policy, or I believe he said that he has a policy where he does not entertain people who are selling pharmaceutical drugs, whether they had tried to get an appointment or not. And I think it's a great policy. And so I'm just sharing with you all a story about what happened this weekend, where our son was on the tractor, and we have a turbocharged, an old tractor built in the 80s, and it has a turbocharger. So once you start using a turbocharger and the engine's all warmed up, you can't just shut it off. You have to idle it down for several minutes so the turbocharger has some time to cool. So our son was baling hay. Tractor was, you know, running, not wide open throttle, but it was running hard, and it was warm. This guy shows up at the gate, and our son's like, ugh, you know, why does he have to stop just because this guy shows up? Guy showed up, and our son knew him. And so our son idled down the tractor, got off, and let it run while he walked to the locked gate to talk to this man. The man said, hey, I'd like you to vote for so-and-so. He's running for office. And our son just looked at him and said, we don't vote. The guy said, no, you can't go. We don't vote. And he said, you don't vote? And he goes, no, we don't vote. And the reason we don't vote is because our mailbox gets bashed, our mailbox gets stolen, our mailbox gets destroyed, people stab us in the back. My dad tried to help people with the reduce their electricity rate, and they gave him a hard time. We don't vote. So there's no discussion. So I kind of think that, you know, class, you can do that. I mean, literally, you can do that. Now, my son, and you know our boys, Dr. Julie, and they're really polite until they get pushed. Then they're not polite. So any comments about that? Oh, there's one other thing he said. He said, look, he said, in the last presidential election, Hillary won the popular vote, and Donald Trump was selected. He said, so our vote doesn't count, so we're not voting. So, that was the lead pipe cinch right there. Any comments about taking a hard stand very quickly and saying no?
Not at all. I always vote, but I vote against somebody rather than for someone.
Well, see, that's the that's the problem, Dr. Shuley. It's been like that since the 1960s. It's like the evil of two lessers. And I didn't say that backwards. I mean, the candidates that are put up for our perusal has always been lousy. Where's the good guy? Where's the guy who actually knows how to do it? Or the gal? Where are they? They don't seem to have enough knowledge. You know, I was talking with one of our instructors over the weekend about this, and I said I would change the system. And I haven't fleshed it out, but I wouldn't just let anybody vote. You know, if I were making the rules, I would say, well, you have to have a certain level of education to vote. That sounds kind of snooty, I guess, but there's a reason for it. And the level I think that a person should have would be high school education. A person should have at least completed high school in order to have the right to vote, and the person should be a natural born citizen, and the person should have only one allegiance to one country, not dual citizenship, and not be a felon. Those are my thoughts, because the system that we have is so complex. If a person hasn't completed high school, which is typically mandatory in most states, then I don't think the person is prepared educationally to vote. Do you have any comments about those requirements? Those are the main things right there. Any comments about
that? All the way big blue.
Yeah, and you know, it's just because someone comes here doesn't mean that you know, if a person is not a citizen, that person should not be voting. Okay. So I was thinking about COVID-19, the coronavirus, the corona panic, these jolly people who are just reveling on the beaches and they're just wall-to-wall tight, and the protests and the demonstrations and the riots. And what I've noticed is that in many of the images that I've seen, the police are not wearing masks in many cases, unless they are SWAT teams. Then they're wearing them so that you can't tell who they are. But the general beat cops are not wearing masks, and the protesters are. Now I'm talking about peaceful protests. They're wearing the masks. So it's like, do as I say, but not as I do. So the government's saying wear masks, and then the police aren't wearing them. What are your thoughts about these protests, the riots, the revelers on the beach, the revelers in the bars, and just the opening of America, where people are, you know, starting to get jam-packed in the cities again and not maintaining distance. Are you concerned at all about this, or is this the way to get to herd immunity, or what are your thoughts, Dr. Shealy?
Well, of course, I don't live in a city and would not live in a city, even the size of Springfield. I travel into the city, and I haven't worn a mask since the beginning. In fact, I got a call Friday from my dentist, who wasn't there when I went for my appointment in March, that they had the door closed. And they said, we're ready to open again. I said, well, how safe is it? They said, well, you have to wear a mask. I said, well, call me back. No, I don't have to wear a mask. I'm not going to a dentist's office and have to wear a mask to get in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and what do you have concerns about, you know, I understand that the drill bits that the dentists use are a one-time use. So they use them and I guess they discard them. But what about the drill handle? What about the driving tube?
Exactly. I don't know how you sterilize everything in a dental office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can say that they sterilize them, and they can make a mistake, too. And, you know, what about the chair? What about the headrest? What about...
I'm not going back until unequivocally there's no need or recommendation to wear a mask. I don't see that the mask is that good in the first place, but I'm not going to wear one.
100% of the time when a person gets into dental chair, 100% of the time the patient touches the armrest to position themselves in the chair, 100% of the time. 100% of the time, the dental technician who looks before the dentist, you know, gets you all set, positions the overhead light with the handles for the overhead light, 100% of the time, that they touched while they were working with the patient before, and the patient before, and the patient before, and yesterday. I mean, so 100% of the time, the tray, the tools, the armrests, everything almost gets touched multiple times. And I really don't see how it's possible to completely protect the patient. And so we're in agreement there, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was talking to someone and I was talking with a nurse over the weekend about how they handle the emergency room, how they handle clinics and so forth. And I just checkups, how do they handle that? And I said, so is there a risk? I asked the question, is there a risk for someone who goes into the emergency room? Is there a risk for someone who goes into the clinic? Is there a risk for someone who just walks into a clinic of getting COVID-19? And the answer was, I think she was reading it. We're doing everything we can to sterilize and protect, you know, the patients and the staff. I think they all had to memorize that for a test. But that's really not the answer. The answer is, yeah, there is a risk. But I didn't get an answer as to what the risk is. Is it, you know, one person out of 1,000 is going to get it, you know, the COVID-19 infection, or what? So that was kind of disconcerting that I could not get that answer. And I think they're intentionally vague on purpose. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I don't think anybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we don't know anything for sure about this entire fake epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Every so-called statistic that has been published has been contradicted by somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the one thing that we do know is that there's contradictory information simultaneously. So it's not like one day it's yes and the next day it's no. It's yes and no at the same time on the same days. It's really, really confusing. You know, one of the things that I mentioned to the meetup group over the years as I was winding, actually changing from teaching what to do as to how to think. And I said, there's going to be a time when you're going to need to know how to ferret out the truth. And here we are. Because it's really hard to ferret out the truth. Dr. Shealy, I wanted to ask you about your garden and tomatoes. I've been thinking about what we're going to do with the tomatoes that we're going to grow. And we doubled the size of our garden this year. So I'm watering, by the way, three times a day. The heat is so great that I have to water the garden three times a day because the tomato plants will just fall over from heat exhaustion. Are you seeing that too, or is it not quite so bad where you are?
Well, I am. I have a leaky hose, and okay. So I do turn it on at least every other day overnight.
Okay. And so when you say a leaky hose, that would be...
Well, it's a slow leak. You know, the hose oozes water. It doesn't spray it into the air. It puts it right out on the ground.
Okay. And that hose is long enough to do all the rows?
I've got it goes in the entire garden.
I would need 300. I would need 400 feet to do that.
Well, you can do that. I would say if you look at 8, 12 times 25, I've got at least 300 feet.
Okay, I just figured it out. I need 480 feet.
Yeah.
I forgot two rows. Okay, and so you turn it on at night and you let it drip, drip, drip and ooze out?
Yeah, I leave it on 12 to 14 hours.
Okay. And that sounds great. Do you have any black fabric down to so you can walk there and not have weeds pop up?
No, I have heavy doses of hay out of the ground. I mulch my garden very heavily.
Okay. Yeah, mulch is tough to get around here. Okay. That sounds great. You know, I'll tell you what we tried. A little off track here, but what we did was we used cattle panels they're 16 feet long, they're heavy wire, and they have like a 4x6 opening, you know, so it's kind of like a grid, 4x6 inches or 3x5, and we staked them with the T-posts, those green posts, and a gentle S-curve, just very gentle S-curve so it stands up better, and we put the tomato plants about 3 inches away from that. Then we tie the tomato plants as they grow with twine instead of the tomato cages because the cages are lousy, at least all the ones that we've used, and we're experimenting with that. Have you tried that, Dr. Shuey?
I have not.
Okay. So how do you keep your tomatoes, you know, vertical?
Well, I have a cage around them. It's a wire cage.
Okay. So you reuse the cages every year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Metal.
All right. When we come back, can we talk about canning tomatoes? Do you can them? Do you stew them? Do you make, like, tomato sauce out of them? Do you dehydrate them? Okay. What is the best way to go? And could you give us your recipe if you'd like to do that? Dr. Shuey and I will be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Sheely's with us. NormSheely.com. NormSheely.com. And if you want to make an appointment, just go to NormSheely.com and you'll find all the information to contact Dr. Sheely's office. You'll be able to buy your vitamins, minerals, supplements at the same place that I buy mine. So I suggest that you consider that. I think they are truly outstanding. This is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. Dr. Sheely, during the summer, I really enjoy going out in the garden, picking fresh tomatoes, fresh spicy peppers, and cutting them up into a salad and having that for lunch, maybe with a little cottage cheese, a little extra virgin olive oil, possibly some vinegar, apple cider vinegar or wine vinegar. What do you do with your tomatoes?
Well, I can them only as sauce. And I just, sort of cut them into four pieces and put them in a pot and boil it until they become a sauce. Then I put them in jars and stand them.
What about the skins?
Oh, I leave the skin on. I wash them off.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. So you just take the stem part off, take that off, cut them into four, put them in a pot, cook them.
Yeah, I cut out the little green, core where it was attached, but other than that, I don't throw anything away.
Wow. Okay, so I've never done it quite that way. I have put them in a blender, crushed them all up, chopped them up, and then boiled them. I've tried that. That worked okay. I bought a tomato mill, a hand-cranked tomato mill. It's an antique one. It's probably, not quite an antique, but close, maybe 60 years old. And it has a screen and a Vittorio model, so it's probably made in Italy. And you cut the tomatoes, you put them in this big funnel, and with a large opening at the bottom, and you use this mortar to push them down, and you turn the crank, and it turns the tomatoes into a sauce. And then it kind of pushes out the skins. So the skins get separated from the sauce, and then you just boil, boil, and boil, and then you can. And that's, so you don't even, you save all that work just by cutting them and boiling them, and that's it.
Yep. I've done it that way for 50 years.
Well, I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that. So when you can them, do you ladle out the sauce that's, you know, been boiled and really hot into sterilized jars?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
How high do you fill the jars?
Well, I fill them just below the top of the jar, you know, just half an inch or less above the core you're going to screw it down on.
And do you turn them upside down and put a blanket over them and keep them so they cool slowly? Do you do that? I've seen that technique, too.
No, I just let them cool at room temperature.
Okay. All right. That sounds really
neat.
They'll
be good for 10 years.
And, you know, that's something that most people don't realize, that they will stay that long. And you keep them cool and dark, right? Is that what you do? That's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you put in basil or not?
Sometimes I do, and of course I sometimes make a mixture of peppers and tomatoes and even eggplant for ratatouille. But it depends on what I want.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard people say that they make food from scratch. So that's making it from scratch. And, pouring spaghetti sauce out of a can is not making it from scratch. That's opening a can.
I don't buy, in general, very, very, very few canned goods.
Okay. And when you buy canned goods, do you rinse? I assume we're talking about vegetables, or what are we talking about?
Mushrooms, for instance.
Ah, okay. When you buy mushrooms, do you rinse them to get the salt off them, or do you just, you cook them? Okay. Right. What are your thoughts about the plastic liners that are sprayed on the inside of cans leaching into the food that we eat?
Well, I don't like them, but I think it's better than the metal.
Which would be tin and, galvanized, so that'd be tin and zinc. Okay. All right. Dr. Shilley, what are your thoughts about diuretics? Let's say just the common diuretics like tea and coffee forcing us to urinate a lot as compared with losing or in conjunction with losing the vitamins and minerals and supplements that we just took with our coffee or tea. Can we talk about that when we come back? Do we lose those vitamins because of coffee, and would they stay in our system longer and do more if we drank just plain old H2O? Can we talk about that when we come back? Dr. Shealy's with us.
Oh, yeah.
NormShealy.com. And we're going to be talking about drinking water versus drinking soda, drinking coffee, drinking tea. Is it all the same because it's mostly water anyway, or is plain water completely different? That's something that we need to know about.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.